sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story in its millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on
earth. All right. I've adopted this song, The Rainbow Bird of Mighty Phoenix, Come Once More to the Eyes of Men. I've adopted that song for a couple of reasons. One, it sort of was a self-fulfilling prophecy. I did not know when I wrote it some 30 years ago that I would be the one laid up in the hospital, that I would be the one that would have to rise from my own ashes. But I did write it 30 years ago. My friend Jimmy Gray put the music to it. And that's one of just a few other songs. I've adopted that for my theme song. And the phoenix was the original bird that they wanted to use for the United States. And I would like to see Ron Paul get to be president. So we could, once more, our wings would span the mighty oceans without being a threat to every other country. The Ron Paul said, I made those statements on the House floor in January 2000. My greatest fears and warnings have been borne out. He warned you about Saddam Hussein. He says, Mr. Speaker, my subject today is whether America is a police state. The principal tool for sustaining a police state, even the most militant, is always economic control and punishment by disobeying disobedient students, by denying disobedient students, disobedient citizens, such things as jobs or a place to live, and by levying fines and imprisonment. The military is more often used in the transition phase to a totalitarian state. Maintenance for long periods is usually accomplished through economic controls on commercial transactions, the use of all property, and political dissent. Peaceful control through these efforts can be achieved without stormtroopers on our street corners. Terror and fear are used to achieve complacency and obedience, especially when citizens are deluded into believing they are still a free people. The changes they are assured will be minimal, short-lived, and necessary, such as those that incur in times of a declared war. Under these conditions, most citizens believe that once the war is won, the restrictions on their liberties will be reversed. For the most part, however, after a declared war is over, the return to normalcy is never complete. We got to take a break. Check out my website, freeamerican.com, and give me a call. The number's on it. And we'll be right back. We'll take your calls, and we'll finish up.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We're back, and you are listening to the Free American Hour, and I am Clayton Douglas, and I want to tell you, I've brought the Free American back out again. I'm distributing it now. I've got a few thousand copies left. It is in Hastings, it is in Barnes & Noble, but in this issue of the Free American, and on my websites, I've got Help Wanted ads. I do need help doing this. I do need people out there selling some advertising for us. If you've got a company, if you've got a business, and you're patriotic, and you are liberty-oriented, freedom-oriented, then I want to tell people about you. This whole thing only works, and for many years, I supported it with my own products, and I'm still doing that. We almost bought a town here, and the government stepped in and made it an anti-terrorist training camp and took a beautiful town of Playas and blew it up, or blowing it up, in the process of blowing it up. And they tried to shut me down, well, a couple of ways. Some people, I was a militia man, for one, that had residence of that town, the one few that were left. And the other was overbidding me by about $3 million. But we can fight this. We can stand up. And you know what, folks? There has never been a time in history. I challenge you to give me this. Tell me of a time in history when it's been possible to be free without effort. When has it been easy for a people or a man to be free? There's always somebody, whether it's a Roman Empire, whether it's a Persian Empire, whether it's a Syrian Empire, whether it's the Soviet Union, whether it's Germany under Hitler, or the United States under Bush, when has it been easy to be free? And we've got really smart people out there telling you what's happening. They're telling you, as I have told you over and over again, that terror and fear are used to achieve complacency and obedience, especially when citizens are deluded into believing they are still free. We have just concluded a century of wars. Now, this is not Clay Douglas talking. This is Ron Paul speaking to Congress. And you still got 400 or some odd congressmen up there that are voting for unconstitutional laws. They need to be taken out. Not killed. No, not killed. I'm not urging violent revolution. I'm telling you to vote these traitors out of office. And let's put in some people from the Constitution Party, from the America First Party, from the Libertarian Party that are willing to stand up for what is right and for the country that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson gave us. We've just concluded, Ron Paul tells us, a century of wars, declared and undeclared, while at the same time responding to public outcries for more economic equity. The question, as a result of these policies, is, are we already living in a police state? This is 2002, he's asking this question. If we are, what are we going to do about it? If we are not, we need to know if there's any danger that we're moving in that direction. Most police states, Ron Paul says, surprisingly, come about through democratic process with majority support. During a crisis, the rights of individuals and the minority are more easily trampled, which is more likely to condition a nation to become a police state than a military coup. Promised benefits initially seem to exceed the cost in dollars or lost freedom. When people face terrorism or great fear from whatever source, the tendency to demand economic and physical security over liberty and self-reliance proves irresistible. Remember what Benjamin Franklin told you, and these little sayings are going to be on my T-shirt with this next week, at least by the first of next year. And remember, I've always pretty much supported the magazine by advertising my own products. I am still forced to do that. And I want you. I need your help here. I need, if we're not able to advertise, at least buy some of our products, get some of this fulvic acid, heritage and health products that we've got listed on our website and in the Free America. Get the Miracle 2. You'll never regret getting Miracle 2. And get some of our tapes and some of our DVDs. They're better than Alex Jones' DVDs because I am not trying to scare you. I'm just giving you the facts, and I'm giving you the ways to take care of them, like with Ron Paul. Ron Paul is telling you the masses are easily led to believe that security and liberty are mutually exclusive, and demand for security far exceeds that for liberty. When people face terrorism or great fear from whatever source, the tendency to demand physical security over liberty proves irresistible, he says. Once it's discovered that the desire for both economic and physical security that prompted the sacrifice of liberty invariably led to a loss of prosperity and no real safety is too late. Reversing the trend from authoritarian rule toward a freer society becomes very difficult, takes a long time, and entails much suffering. Although the dissolution of the Soviet Empire was relatively nonviolent at the end, millions suffered from police suppression and economic deprivation in the decades prior to 1989. But what about here in the United States? With respect to our police state, where are we and where are we going? Let's make a few observations. Your next president, Ron Paul, tells us. Our government key already keeps close tabs on just about everything we do and requires official permission for nearly all of our activities. When we take a look at our Capitol for any evidence of a police state, we see barricades, metal detectors, police, military soldiers at times, dogs, ID badges are required for every move, and this is 2002. Vehicles checked at airports and throughout the Capitol. People are totally disarmed except for the police and the criminals, and worse yet, surveillance cameras in Washington are everywhere to ensure our safety. The terrorist attacks only provided the cover for the do-gooders who have been planning for a long time before last September to monitor us for our own good. Cameras are used to spy on our drug habits, on our kids at school, on subway travelers, on visitors, to every government building our park. There's not much evidence of an open society in Washington, D.C., yet most people do not complain. Anything goes if it's for government-provided safety and security. If this huge amount of information and technology is placed in the hands of the government to catch bad guys, one naturally asks, what's the big deal? But it should be a big deal because it eliminates the enjoyment of privacy for a free society that a free society holds dear. The personal information of law-abiding citizens can be used for other reasons than safety, including political reasons, like gun control, people control, hurts law-abiding citizens much more than the lawbreakers. Social Security numbers are used to monitor our daily activities. The numbers are given at birth, and they are needed when we die, and for everything in between. This allows government and record-keeping of monstrous proportions and accommodates the thugs who steal others' identities for criminal purposes. The invasion of privacy has been compounded by the technology now available to those in government who enjoy monitoring and directing the activities of others. Loss of personal privacy was a major problem long before 9/11. Centralized control and regulations are required in a police state. Community and individual state regulations are not as threatening as the monolith of rules and regulations written by Congress and the federal bureaucracy. Law and order has been federalized in many ways, and we are moving inexorably in that direction. Almost all of our economic activities depend upon receiving the proper permits from the federal government. Transactions involving guns, food, medicine, smoking, drinking, hiring, firing, wages, politically correct speech, land use, fishing, hunting, and buying a house, business mergers and acquisitions, selling stocks and bonds, and farming all require approval and strict regulation from our federal government. If this is not done properly and in a timely fashion, economic penalties and even imprisonment are likely consequences. Okay. What we got? Okay. We'll tell you. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Oh, Clay, I'm a subscriber.
Yes, sir. Did you get your magazine?
Yes, I did.
All right, sir.
I don't know my expiration date, but...
I moved everybody's expiration date up, Richard.
Huh?
To about 2008 to make up for the my failure to get the magazine out in a timely fashion.
Well, you've got an excellent excuse. No problem there. Let me talk to you about people with foreign driver's licenses.
Yes, sir.
The towns in North Alabama, like Florence and Decatur and Huntsville, have come up with some very misguided ideas on how to deal with these people with foreign driver's licenses.
All right. If you'll hold on a minute, we got to take a break. I hear the music in the background here. Stay with me, and we'll be back right after these messages with you.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. I've got a guest on from Alabama. And you're talking about foreign driver's license, sir?
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of foreigners with foreign driver's licenses driving around. And, of course, they beat the traffic court on jurisdiction. And the troopers and the cops don't know what to do with somebody with a foreign driver's license. They can't force them to get an Alabama license. They're not allowed to take the license away from them. They have to give it back to them. And actually, they can't even enforce the mandatory insurance law against them. So they've come up with the idea for the mandatory 30-day impound. And, of course, they'll beat that any very easily. But I think they're just thrashing around for just a way to get money, really. And I've had this experience where I had license and insurance. I had all my paperwork in order. Pull me over and say, license, insurance, registration. And before I give it over, I gave the advice that Ralph Witterode gives. I desire assistance of counsel. I prefer to not give evidence. Okay, that's a defense to use in traffic court because they're supposed to recognize the right to counsel and they're supposed to allow you to not answer any questions after that. So they go on and harangue, and so I have to turn over all the paperwork. But then they give me a ticket anyway. I got a ticket anyway for no insurance. And the theory being is I delayed them by giving my little speech. I desire assistance of counsel. I prefer to not give evidence. And so I went to court, and I was convicted. convicted of no insurance and no license and no and all of that. They just nailed me solid because included in the offense is delay. So if this new mandatory insurance law goes into effect, this means it's new mandatory 30-day impound law goes into effect. Even if I get an honest judge and even if I'm acquitted, I've still got my car locked up for the mandatory 30-day impound. But the people with the foreign licenses will be able to beat it on jurisdiction. They'll just go to the clerk, show their foreign license, and demonstrate that they don't have jurisdiction to enforce the insurance law against them, and they'll get their car out, and it'll do is persecute the white people. You get the point?
Yes, sir. I do. I don't believe we should be forced to have a driver's license in the first place.
Well,
but.
Too late
again,
for that.
I don't want, there's a lot of people out there I don't want to see driving.
Yeah, I know. But I wish if you had some smart people that could think up some remedies for all these mandatory 30-day impounds and all this mandatory stuff and where you, or the delay
well,
is.
The only thing I can tell you right offhand is exactly what we're talking about right now. Talking about what Ron Paul had to say on a police state in America, because that's what it is. That's what you're in right now. And
well,
that's why you've got this mandatory thing. You know, a lot of people seem to, I'm one of them. I wondered how could the Soviet Union do what they did? How could they kill 50 million white Russians over there, after the Bolshevik Revolution? How could they kill that many people? How could the Russians stand by? How could they live in the police state? How could they just sit there and accept it without doing anything? And I think we're finding out that right now in America.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's always they play off one against the other, and the Mexicans against the whites. And
well, they did the same thing in the Soviet Union. They ran the Jews in from where they had been living for about 200 years. They ran them in and stirred them up and sent them in against the Americans.
Well, I sure wish
the Russians, the white Russians. Christian
sure
Russians.
Wish I could get
they
a foreign driver's license.
We got the illegals here.
If anybody can think up an idea for how to we can get a foreign driver's license, I wish you could put an article in there about it.
I will certainly work on doing that, sir. And. Yeah, meanwhile, I need all of my subscribers out there telling their neighbors about the Free American and having them get their subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. Listen, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. And
all
we'll
right.
certainly keep an eye on that situation.
All right.
All right. Again, our number here, 800-313-9443. And if you go to my chat room, you'll see my name in there, Clayton. Just say hello. Come in the chat room at freeamerican.com. And my number at the office is 888-678-1444. Actually, all of my numbers work from all of my past Free Americans. If you've got one... gathering dust over there. Go back and read it. And like Ron Paul, back in 2002, I have told you the truth. And I've been telling you the same things 4 years ago that you can hear on some sections of CNN right now. I've been that far ahead. 800-313-9443. And when you come back, I'm going to be talking more about Ron Paul. That's right, what we're just done.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We're back, and our number here is 800-313-9443. And if you don't want to talk, but you want to subscribe to the Fair American, or you want to get some of the videos, I've got a new one up there on my website. It's called There Ain't No Such Thing as the New World Order. It's the old world order. And one of those videos, by the way, is we filmed the first Homeland Security meeting about the time that Ron Paul was talking about this to Congress. We filmed, Homeland Security meeting. It's called The True Face of FEMA. In case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. That means some of us won't line up on the Kmart parking lot to get a mandated vaccine for smallpox or anthrax or bird flu or whatever they want to dump onto us in the chemtrails. And by the way, what they're putting into chemtrails, they found out, is barium. And what that does, exposure to barium, lowers your immune system, weakens your immune system. Now, on January 29th of 2001, Jock Doubleday of National Woman, National Man offered $20,000 to the first U.S. licensed medical doctor or pharmaceutical company CEO to publicly drink a mixture of standard vaccine additive ingredients. The offer had no takers. On August 1st, 2006, Doubleday issued a press release announcing the offer had been increased to $75,000. The new offer had no takers. And as of June 1st, the $75,000 vaccine offer, this is 2007, this last June, it was increased to $80,000. July 1st, the offer was increased to $85,000. August 1st, 2007, the offer was increased to $90,000. And September 1st, 2007, the offer was increased again to $100,000. As of November 1st, the offer went up to $105,000. December 1st, the offer will increase to $110,000. And on January 1st, the offer will increase to $115,000. Doubleday has vowed to keep increasing the offer $5,000 per month in perpetuity until an MD, pharmaceutical company CEO, or any of the 14 relevant members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices agrees to drink a body weight calibrated dose of the vaccine additives MDs routinely inject into children in the name of health. And the offer, dated January 25th, 2007, has no expiration date unless is preceded. And that's superseded by a similar offer of higher remuneration. I suggest that anytime an MD publicly advocates childhood vaccinations on the radio, on TV, in print, or in person, that you mention Doubleday's offer. And that offer is available online at www.spontaneouscreation.org. spontaneouscreation.org/SC/$75,000. That's $75,000 vaccine offer. VNO. capitalized.htm. Yeah, just drink a little bit of that vaccine you're putting into our children. That would be something to see, wouldn't it? All right. And, okay, let me see. Just got something here. All right. Well, I'd love to hear your, hear from you today. Just got a couple of things here. I'm trying to get situated here. And then we'll be back with you. Now, back to Ron Paul. Here's what he had to say. Because government pays for much of our health care, it's conveniently argued that any habits are risk-taking that could harm one's health are the prerogative of the federal government. And that's why they want us to wear helmets. Yep. And these are to be regulated by explicit rules to keep medical care costs down. The same argument is used, Ron Paul tells us, to require helmets for riding motorcycles and bikes. Not only do we need a license to drive, but we also need special belts, bags, buzzers, seats, and environmentally dictated speed limits, or a policeman will be pulling us over to levy a fine, and he'll be toting the gun for sure. The states do exactly as they're told by the federal government, because they are threatened with loss of tax dollars being returned to their state dollars that should never have been sent to D.C. in the first place, let alone used to extort obedience to a powerful federal government. Over 80,000 federal bureaucrats now carry guns to make us toe the line and to enforce the thousands of laws and tens of thousands of regulations that no one can possibly understand. We don't see the guns, but we all know they're there, and we all know we can't fight City Hall, especially if it's Uncle Sam. All 18-year-old males must register to be ready for the next undeclared war. If they don't, men with guns will appear and enforce this congressional mandate. Involuntary servitude was banned by the 13th Amendment, but the courts don't apply this prohibition to the servitude of draftees or those citizens required to follow the dictates of the IRS, especially the employers of the country who serve as the federal government's chief tax collectors and information gatherers. Fear is a tool used to intimidate most Americans to comply with the tax code by making the examples of celebrity like Leona Helmsley and Willie Nelson knows how this process works. Economic threats against business establishment are notorious. Rules and regulations from the EPA, the ADA, the SEC, the LRB, OSHA, etc., terrorize business owners into submission. And those charged accept their own guilt until they can prove themselves innocent. Of course, it turns out it's much more practical to admit guilt and pay the fine. And this serves the interest of the authoritarians because it firmly establishes just who is in charge. Information leaked from a government agency like the FDA can make or break a company within minutes. If the information is leaked, even inadvertently, a company can be destroyed. And individuals involved in government-monopolized information can be sent to prison. Even though economic crimes are serious offenses in the United States, violent crimes sometimes evoke more sympathy and fewer penalties. Just look at the O.J. Simpson case as an example. Efforts to convict Bill Gates and others like him of an economic crime are astounding, considering his contribution to economic progress, while sources used to screen out terrorist elements from our midst are tragically useless. If business people are found guilty of even the suggestion of collusion in the marketplace, huge fines and even imprisonment are likely. Price fixing is impossible to achieve in a free market under today's laws. Talking to or consulting with the competitors can easily be construed as price fixing and involve a serious crime, even with proof that the so-called collusion never generated monopoly control prices or was detrimental to consumers. Lawfully circumventing taxes, even sales taxes, can lead to serious problems if a high-profile person can be made an example, like Wesley Snipes. One of the most onerous controls placed on American citizens is the control of speech through politically correct legislation. Derogatory remarks or off-color jokes are justifications for firing, demotions, destruction of political careers. The movement towards designating penalties based on the category to which a victim belongs rather than the nature of the crime itself as a thought police patrolling the airways and byways. Establishing the relative rights and special penalties for subjective motivation is a dangerous trend. Think of Ernst Sundel kidnapped from his wife's home and in prison in a foreign country for denying the Holocaust. And Congress just passed the hate crimes, the thought crimes laws. And Ron Paul was warning you about this years and years ago, 2002. He said all our financial activities are subject to legal searches without warrants, without probable cause, tax collection, drug usage, and possible terrorist activities justify the endless accumulation of information on all Americans. Government control of medicine has established the establishment, has prompted the establishment of the National Medical Data Bank for efficiency reasons. It is said the government keeps our medical records for our benefits. This, of course, is done with vague and useless promises that this information will always remain confidential, just like the FBI information in the past. Personal privacy, the sine qua non of liberty, no longer exists in the United States. Ruthless and abusive use of all this information accumulated by the government is yet to come. The Patriot Act has given unbelievable power to listen, read, and monitor all our transactions without a search warrant being issued after affirmation of probable cause. Sneak and peek blanket searches are now becoming more frequent every day. What have we allowed to happen to the Fourth Amendment? It may be true that the average American does not feel intimidated by the encroachment of the police state. I'm sure our citizens are more tolerant of what they see as mere nuisances because they have been deluded into believing all this government supervision is necessary and helpful. And besides, they're living quite comfortably material-wise. However, the reaction will be different once all this new legislation we're passing comes into full force. And the material comforts that soften our concerns for government regulations are decreased. The attitude will change dramatically, but the trend toward authoritarian state will be more difficult to reverse. What government gives with one hand, as it attempts to provide safety and security, it must at the same time take away with two others. When the majority recognizes the monetary costs and results of our war against terrorism and personal freedom are a lot less than promised, it may be too late. I'm sure my concerns are unconvincing to a large majority of Americans who not only are seeking but also demanding that they be made safe from any possible attack from anybody ever. I grant you this is a reasonable request. The point is, however, there may be a much better way of doing it. We must remember we don't sit around and worry about some Canadian citizen is about to walk into New York City and set off nuclear weapons. We must understand that the real difference there is that there's a difference between the Canadians and all of our many friends with the Islamic radicals. And believe me, we are not the target because we are free and prosperous. The argument made for government controls here at home and expansionism overseas to combat terrorism is simple and goes like this. If we are not made safe from potential terrorists, property and freedom have no meaning. It is argued that first we must have life and physical and economic security with continued abundance. Then we'll talk about freedom. It reminds me of the time I was soliciting political support from a voter and was boldly put down. Ron, I wish you would lay off all this freedom stuff. It's nonsense. We're looking for a representative who will know how to bring home the bacon and help our area, and you're not that person. Believe me, I understand that argument. It's just that I don't agree that is what should be motivating us here in Congress. That's not the way it works. Freedom does not preclude security. Making security the highest priority can deny prosperity and still fail to provide the safety we all want. The Congress would never agree that we're a police state. Most members, I'm sure, would argue otherwise, but we're all obligated to decide which direction we're going in if we're moving towards a system that enhances individual liberty and justice for all. My concerns about a police state should be reduced or totally ignored. Yet, if by chance we are moving toward more authoritarian control than is good for us and moving towards a major war of which we should have no part, we should not ignore the dangers. If current policies are permitting a serious challenge to our institutions that should allow for our great abundance, we ignore them at the great risk for future generations. I mean, think again, listen to this show again, and listen to what George Washington told you about this God-given freedom that we've got here in this country. And Ron Paul echoes that. He says, that's why the post-9/11 analysis and subsequent legislation are crucial to the survivings of those institutions that made America great. America great. We now are considering a major legislative proposal dealing with this dilemma, the new Department of Homeland Security. That's why we must decide if it truly serves the interests of America. Since the new department is now a foregone conclusion, why should any of us bother to record a dissent? Because it's the responsibility of all of us to speak the truth to our best ability, and if there are reservations about what we are doing, we should sound alarm and warn the people of what's to come. Folks, that's why I put out the true face of FEMA, to let you know what they are doing and what their plans are in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in the major metropolitan area. Really, more truth than we use to invade Iraq to control the American people here at home. This is the mindset of the Department of Homeland Security. And because I came out with that film, because I referred to 9/11 as an exaggerated case of Jewish lightning.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, you're back with Clay Douglas, Not Free American, probably one of the hardest working talk show hosts out there. You can I'll recap everything I'm talking to you about here. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and you can pull up any of my shows here. for trying to get you a description of what I'm talking about. Today I'm talking about our presidents from George Washington on. And you can also listen to a, kind of a recap of what I'm talking about on my website, freeamerican.com. I advise you to go to my website here and get my films. The True Face of FEMA is what I'm highly recommended. And the fact that there is no New World Order is an important one, too. America, dream or nightmare, is a gem, too. We got constitutional scholars, including Red Beckman, that you just need to hear what this country is supposed to be about. It's you can call Emmy, or you can call Mickey at Free American at 888-678-1444 in order to get a subscription, in order to get any of the films. And folks, we it's so important that we get together here, that we work together to create something. And that's what the Free American is and always has been. It's a tool that you can hand to someone else. It's a tool that you can hand to someone else. You can hand to somebody else, and you can show them what it's supposed to be like. You can show them the history. We've got a history there. We've got what happened to Joe McCarthy, Senator McCarthy, and a. And they made the term McCarthyism into a bad word. And communists say in the United States, some of them are my best friends, said Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The Free American is one publication out there that, I'm white, and I'm proud of it. But my friends are black, my friends are Jews, my friends are Muslims, because they are Americans too. And that's the beauty of what this country is about. They gave us that. I'm Clay Douglas. You can call me and...
With recent-